After recovering from a heart attack, my own mum lost her footing and broke her hip. I worried I was losing my mind, but it was probably just hiding in the same place as the car keys and the reading glasses and the earring and those concert tickets. In March, it's my 50th. No, I will not be celebrating with a party, and yes, I probably am scared to admit that I am scared or apprehensive. I'm not quite sure what I am, but I definitely don't like it. To be perfectly honest, I'd rather not think about my age at all, but significant birthdays, the kind they helpfully put in huge embossed numbers on the front of cards to signpost the road to death, have a way of forcing the issue. They say that 50 is the new 40, but in the world of work, my kind of work anyway, 50 may as well be 60 or 70 or 80. As a matter of urgency, I need to get younger, not older. It's a question of survival. To get a job, to hold on to my position in the world, to remain marketable and within my sell-by date, to keep the ship afloat, the show on the road, to meet the needs of those who seem to need me more than ever, I must reverse time, or at least get the bitch to stand still. With this goal in mind, the build-up to my half-century will be quiet and totally uneventful. I will not show any outward sign of the panic I feel. I will glide towards it serenely. No more sudden swerves or bumps in the road. Well, that was the plan. Then Emily woke me up. 1. Bats in the Belfry. September. Monday, 1:37 a.m. Such a weird dream. Emily is crying. She's really upset. Something about a belfry. A boy wants to come round to our house because of her belfry. She keeps saying she's sorry, it was a mistake, she didn't mean to do it. Strange. Most of my nightmares lately feature me on my unmentionable birthday having become totally invisible and talking to people who can't hear me or see me. But we haven't got a belfry, I say. And the moment I speak the words aloud, I know that I'm awake. Emily is by my side of the bed, bent over as if in prayer or protecting a wound. "Please don't tell Daddy," she pleads. "You can't tell him, Mummy." "What? Tell him what?" I fumble blindly on the bedside table and my baffled hand finds reading glasses, distance glasses, a pot of moisturiser and 3 foil sheets of pills before I locate my phone. Its small window of milky metallic light reveals that my daughter is dressed in the Victoria's Secret candy pink shorty shorts and camisole I foolishly agreed to buy her after...